Good morning, everyone. Happy Mother's Day. Feels like a long time ago, but last month I ducked across to London to attend my parents' retirement. And so they had served the Salvation Army for 41 years, and they had a bit of a function over there, so I had the privilege of going. And so I just wanted to share a couple of things while I was there, some sights I saw. And as soon as I landed, I landed on a Sunday, and it was not enough time to go to church, but I ended up going on a William Booth history tour. So William Booth and his wife Catherine founded the Salvation Army. So I was interested on this tour just because of my family history and church history, but also because William and Catherine changed the world. You know, these are people that carried grace to bring transformation to people's lives. And I'm challenged to try and seek that power to rest on me and others. So I was keen to see where it all began. And there's a few photos. The first one being, you know, it's important to eat food. So skip that one, guys. Go back to the donut. There was the part of East London where the Salvation Army started is actually now a Bangladesh community. So many different Bangladesh shops can't read the writing, but there's a Jewish bakery in the midst of all that, and they make these cronuts. So it's a cross between a croissant and a donut. Anyway, that's my fun. And then in that same street, there's a mural. And I found it so interesting, all the different significant people that have crossed paths of that one part of London. And notably, you've got Captain Cook here. He lived in that street for some time. This is Mile Lane, William Booth. And then over the back, they renamed Big Ben the Elizabeth Tower during the Queen's Jubilee. And she's got a hand on that bell, but the place that founded that bell and created it is actually in the same street. Anyway, I found it. There's other people there. We won't go into them all, but just so many different significant people crossing paths on that street. And then the next image is a lovely park. But this is the park where William Booth put up a tent. It's an old Quaker burial ground, and had a meeting for people that weren't welcome in the church of the time. You see, he had tried to take people to church, and afterwards the so-called deacons or whatever they were called then pulled him aside and said, you can't be bringing these kinds of people into this meeting. Perhaps they could, you know, sit behind a sheet. But even behind a sheet, we would still smell them. So they must take a shower and all these different things. And he realized, I need a new kind of work to meet the needs of these people. And he did. And it went from that small organization to being in 130 countries around the world. And so that was the place. Set up a tent. There's another pub not far from there called the Blind Beggar, and that's where he had his first open air meeting. And there's a photo. Just, you would never know going there today that these things happened. But I wanted to tell you of a story of a young woman who was a Salvation Army missionary to Asia. Because one of the things William Booth said, and you would know this, others have said it, that he said, some of my best men are women. So I wanted to tell you a story of one of these women. And so in the jungle of Asia, Elizabeth Gerkey, a blue-eyed girl from Dundee, Scotland, she heard a man screaming outside her hut, blood-curdling scream. And she came out to see where it was coming from, and there was a group of men approaching her carrying a man. And so they eventually brought the man to her feet, and bending down, she examined him and realized his foot was horribly swollen. And there was the point of a huge thorn sticking out the base of his foot. Anyway, so she ran into her hut and grabbed her medical kit, where she found Vaseline, Epsom salts, castor oil. So three useful things, perhaps? Not really. No forceps, no tweezers. She would have to improvise. And so, to the horror of those standing around the man, she put her lips down to his calloused feet. She grabbed the thorn with her teeth. She pulled it out. The next day, the men were back. And they said to her, "Why is it that you, a white woman, would want to save the life of a man by placing your lips, the most sacred part of a body, against his foot, the most despised part of the body?" To which she said, "Because my God, who loves and values all men, asked me to do it." That man and his wife became Christians. And then the village became Christian. Because they saw love demonstrated to them. It didn't matter what she had said or preached, but that moment, Jesus Christ, the love of Christ, came alive to them because of the actions of this young missionary woman. She lived to show God's love in whatever practical way possible. Excuse me, Ryan, help. So, ladies, we're focusing on you today. And even though it's Mother's Day, it's not just about mums, as David has said, but all our ladies. All of you women. And not many of you will find yourselves in a situation where a beggar's put beside you with a big thorn in his foot with no tools. You live in a different time of history. But what hasn't changed is God's love that he wants to minister to the people through you. That's still the same. And he wants to remind you all today, he wants to use you all. He's still looking to demonstrate his love and gospel in practical ways to those around you and empower and use you in your homes, classrooms, to your extended family, in your workplace, in your friends, in the friends, you know, in your kids' friends, parents, your favorite cafe, in the lives of your children, in the lives of your nieces and nephews, to your neighbors, or on the sports field or in the gym, however you find yourself today, married or single, there is something to do for the Lord. And there are things that are unique to being a woman that God has put in you that also reflect him. It brings us to our first text, Mark 3:31-35. "And his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him, and a crowd was sitting around him. And they said to him, 'Your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you.' And he answered them, 'Who are my mother and my brothers?' And looking about those who sat around him, he said, 'Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother.'" Those who follow the Lord are considered his family. Those who do the will of God, those who are obedient to him, that's what makes you part of him. Meaning, if you ever feel lonely or left out, or if your biological family is far away, wherever they may be, remind yourself that he calls you mum. He calls you sister. You're a part of him. That's your real family. And his real family is your real family too. That the Lord will have people around you that you're a mother to, that you're a sister to. No matter what you see in the natural, he sees it differently. His people are your family. In Joel 2:28-29, we read that, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even on the male and female servants in those days, I will pour out my spirit." Male and female, ladies, the Holy Spirit is for you too. I know you know that, but I wanted to remind you that the Lord wants to fill you with his spirit, that power is available to those that seek the Lord, power to witness, to demonstrate his love, to bring breakthrough in people's lives. It's for you. And why not believe that on this Mother's Day, you would be filled again, that you would be refreshed again in power from on high, because it's for you. Another story that comes to mind when I think of, you know, holy women is when the birth of Jesus was foretold. And I know we know it, but let's go to it. Let's have a look. Luke 1:26-38. The guys don't have this one, so they'll put it up when they can. But I'll just read it for you. "In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and he said, 'Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you.' But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And so might you if an angel appeared and said the same thing. He went on, 'Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God.'" I want you to remember that. "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. How will this be, since I am a virgin? The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And therefore the child will be born, will be called Holy, the Son of God." And skipping down, "For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Firstly, it's possible for you ladies to find favor with God. Just like Mary, the Lord sees you, he knows you, he loves you, he watches over you. And be reminded of all the dear women that attended to the Lord when he was on the earth. And that ministry to the Lord that is holy is still available for any woman seeks him, blesses him, loves him, surrenders to him. And I appreciate the faith of Mary just saying, "I am your servant. I am surrendered to you, whatever you want, whatever you say." She was about to go through some pretty hard times. Imagine the things people would say. talking about her, and yet I'm the Lord's servant. She found favor with God. What an example. Let it be to me according to your word. In Proverbs 31, we read of many things that define what a woman does who fears the Lord. And one of the things I wanted to highlight today is in Proverbs 31, 18, it says, her lamp does not go out at night. Her lamp does not go out at night. Now, I know for a fact that I am the beneficiary of a mother who prayed. Many of prayers probably at night. And many of you also have benefited from a believing mum. And so, a woman who fears the Lord, her lamp does not go out. She prays for her kids. She prays for her biological kids. She prays for other people's kids because she's sensitive to what the Lord might be doing and saying. And so it's a good reminder for us that your prayers make a difference and you can change the course of each of your kids' lives. Mum's prayers. Dads, it goes without saying. You got to pray too. But it's Mum's Day. And I'm grateful that I know many of the mums in this house do pray. They do believe. They prayed for years for certain things. They are faithful in prayer. And I am grateful to every single mum who prays. Thank you. Her lamp does not go out at night. Another thing that stands out to me or comes to my memory from a holy woman is the story of Martha and Mary, Luke 10, 38 to 42. It says, now they went on their way and Jesus entered a village and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. Make a note of that. And she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. Just let that sit for 10 seconds. But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. Distracted with much serving, and anxious and troubled, how easy it is to slip that way when he says one thing is necessary. Sit at my feet. One thing I think that marks a holy woman is they sit at his feet. Sit at his feet with the word. Sit at his feet in listening prayer. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to sit there to get anything. But it's that communing with him, just sitting, just enjoying him, just finding his presence. Treasuring the word. Treasuring him. The worship team can come back. I started with a story and a vivid thorn in someone's foot, which for many of us, or you ladies as you go about life, it will not be that. But there are many people around you, they've been beat up by the devil. Their injuries look different. Whether they're addicted to things or stuck in depression or stuck just troubled. And the Holy Spirit wants to remind you that I think there's two things today. There's a very clear invitation to minister to the Lord that's there waiting for those who would want to pursue that with Him. Breaking the oil over His head, your heart ministering to Him, loving Him. But also a reminder that it's not a time to think small of yourself. That even though days feel ordinary, whether it's things in the home or things at work, or but wherever you are, you can make a difference. And the Holy Spirit wants to use you and work through you as a woman, ministering to the people around you. And you may not be someone who has kids that you're a mother to, but you might be a mother to 30 kids in a classroom. And that's such an important role. The prayers that you pray over them and watching over them and speaking into their life in ways that parents can't. So ladies, on this Mother's Day, we thank you for the sacrifices and the love and the prayers and the life that you give and the life that you bring, and how there are things in you that show us the Father. Be reminded today, the Holy Spirit is for you. Be reminded today that the invitation to sit at His feet, find Him. He loves you. He desires every day to have a closer walk with each one of you. He sees and knows your need, and also knows our weakness. He knows. Sometimes the kids are in the car and you haven't had time to pray, or He knows. And He is gracious to you. Our Father in heaven, I thank you for the women that you have blessed us with in this house, and the amazing stories that inspire us. And I thank you that there are stories not yet written by the women and our young women in this place. And Lord, would you refresh them today? And in Jesus' name, we would break the power and silence the power of culture that lies to them and tries to squash them. No, may they be bold. May they stand tall. May their marriages be enriched. May they find greater grace today to bless the Lord and to serve Him. And Lord, would you open their eyes to see the need out there? The thorns that they will pull out, the people they will bless, the healing they will administer to through their hands and heart. Lord, I thank you for blessing every lady in this place today, that they would be inspired and enriched by the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. The team will minister to us in song. And if perhaps you want to respond in some way, I invite you, the front is open for you. See what you feel called to. As the team sings and leads us, I'll come back up after verse or two. Jacob, thank you. In this moment where people are responding, I want to call the men to prayer. Every man in this place, start to build your faith. And surely, let's all unitedly and boldly declare and proclaim blessing over all our women. Blessing in the body, blessing in the home, protection, encouraged, secure in their identity, watched over, enriched, holy, pure, that they would be a blessing to many. And whatever else comes to mind, but I want it to be the best blessing you ever gave. In the Holy Spirit, determine your heart to believe God that the women in this house are blessed. Speak it over them. You want it. Set your heart to believe now. We want them blessed. And that they would be enriched in every way this day. The music will still play. But let's do that together now, boldly. Come on, lift your voice. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you, Lord, for our women. And agree with my brothers that every woman in this house would be blessed of God, enriched in the Holy Spirit, secure and entrusting their life to you, Lord, full of boldness, full of purity, full of inner beauty. Lord, delivered from every sickness and infirmity. Nothing would hinder them. Nothing would touch them. Lord, there would be peace in every home, healing in every life, power, favor, grace, blessing. Come on, lift your voice. We bless our women, O Lord. Lift them up this day. Enrich our homes. Grant them the power of the Holy Spirit to see children saved. Grant them the grace to see and to know and discern. Lord, enrich their gifts. Empower them in the gospel. Lord, we send them out in Jesus' name to be a blessing, to be bold. We refuse you, God, that you will not interfere and hinder our women or our young women in university. May they arise to the top. May they find favor in the marketplace. May they find favor in every area. We bless our women in Jesus' name. Lord, lift them up. Lord, hear. Lord, thank you. The team will minister in song, and those that are here are welcome to stay. And if you have a specific prayer need, please feel free to come forward. If you need a healing or something's on your mind or heart, please feel free to respond. But after the song, be blessed. Ladies, be blessed today. We love you. You have a special part to play in this house and out there. Thank you. May the power of the Lord Jesus enrich every heart and make you holy and blameless and lead you every day in Jesus' name. Amen.